Welcome to the New York State Education Department's 2009 Operational Scoring for Mathematics. My name is Heather Friends, and this audio section covers the scoring of Question 31 found in Grade 5, Book 2 of the March 2009 New York State Mathematics Test. We will first go over Question 31 and its rubric, and then we will move on to the guide papers, which are sample papers demonstrating the score points and which responses are acceptable and which are not. The guide papers were chosen out of field test papers by a range-finding committee consisting of education professionals and were then approved by the State Education Department. Through the process of range-finding, New York State teachers and the State Education Department collaborate to create mathematically sound scoring standards while adhering to the scoring policies for the testing program. Before we move on to the guide papers, please turn to page 41 of the Grade 5 Scoring Guide, and we will go over question 31. In Part A of this question, the student is asked to identify two properties of the quadrilateral given in the prompt. Then, in Part B, the student is asked to draw a figure with the four properties listed. The highest score point a student can receive for this question is a 3. Let's turn to the next page and review the exemplary response for this question. The complete and correct response for Part A is two right angles and two opposite parallel sides. For Part B, the student should draw a square or a rectangle. Please note that each side should measure within a range of plus or minus 0.5 centimeters from its opposite side, and the measures of each angle should be within the range of 85 to 95 degrees. At this point, I'd like to encourage you to take plenty of notes in your scoring guides. Mark them in any way that is helpful to you, as these guides are yours to keep. We encourage you to use them throughout the scoring project and as a reference tool during live scoring. We have found that scorers who take extensive notes during scorer training learn the rubric faster and are more consistent in their scoring. Please also note that after each guide paper is an annotation explaining why the response received the score it did. Okay, please turn to page 43. Here we find the first guide paper, a score point 3. This response is complete and correct. In Part A, the student has described the given quadrilateral as having two right angles and two opposite parallel sides. In Part B, the student has drawn a square that has all four of the properties listed. The second guide paper, also a score point 3, is another example of a complete and correct response. The answers in Part A are correct, and the figure drawn in Part B, a rectangle, demonstrates all four properties listed. Next is the third guide paper, which is a score point 2. This response is partially correct. Although only the first answer in Part A is incorrect, both Part A and Part B must be correct in order for the response to receive full credit. Moving on to the fourth guide paper, we find another score point 2. As with the previous paper, this response is only partially correct because one of the answers is incorrect. In Part A, the second answer, zero parallel sides, should be two parallel sides. This paper provides a good example of important criteria to remember when scoring this question. First, the measure of each side must be within 0.5 centimeters from its opposite side. Secondly, the measure of each angle must be within the range of 85 to 95 degrees. The measure of the angle in Part B is within the acceptable range, so partial credit can be awarded. The fifth guide paper is a score point 1. In Part A, the student has referred to parallel right angles rather than giving the number of right angles and has referred to right opposite parallel sides rather than giving the number of opposite parallel sides, which shows faulty reasoning. However, Part B is correct. The rectangle drawn meets all four bullets listed. This paper is a good example of how the holistic rubric offers clarity in scoring this question. If we refer to the holistic rubric, this response shows that the student lacks the essential understanding of the underlying mathematical concept. The next paper, the sixth guide paper, is another score point 1 response. Although both answers in Part A are correct, No answer is provided in Part B. This paper only receives partial credit for the information provided. Now, let's review the seventh guide paper, which is a score point zero. The only correct answer in this response is the second answer in Part A, which is not sufficient to demonstrate even a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts required of the task. This response receives no credit. Guide paper number 8, which is the last guide paper for this question, is another score point zero. Neither answer in Part A is correct, nor does the figure drawn in Part B satisfy any of the four properties listed. Please take a moment to review these 8 papers. If you do not understand the score points, please ask your scoring leader to explain the points that are not clear to you. Now, let's move on to the practice set book, which is designed to further reinforce the mathematics scoring policies. These papers were also assigned scores by the range-finding committee. There are 5 practice set papers for question 31, covering a range of student responses. Use the blank answer sheet at the end of the practice set to work your way through the student responses. Assign a score to each paper on the basis of the rubric and the guide papers. You may wish to review the guide papers again before you move on to scoring the practice set. At times, the practice set will require you to refer both to the guide papers and to the 3-point rubric, so please keep these out while scoring. At this point, you should pause the audio file while you score the 5 practice set papers for question 31. Then resume the audio file to learn how these papers were scored by the range-finding committee. Please pause the audio file now. Okay, let's review the practice set papers. These papers were specifically chosen to illustrate some of the many ways students responded to this question. Of course, when you get to live scoring, you will find that many more variations are possible. Nevertheless, these papers give you an idea of what some of the field test responses were like and what key concepts to look for during live scoring. The first practice set paper for this question is Practice Set 21. In Part A, both answers are correct, as is the figure drawn in Part B. This complete and correct response earns a score point 3. Next, we have Practice Set 22. The answers in Part A are both correct. However, Part B is only partially correct. The figure drawn is a rhombus, which satisfies 2 of the 4 properties listed. If we compare this paper to the 5th guide paper and to the 3-point holistic rubric, we see that holistically, the student has a partial understanding of the task. Therefore, this response receives a score point 2. In practice set 23, we see that the first answer in Part A is correct, but the second answer is incorrect. In addition, the figure drawn in Part B satisfies only 3 of the 4 properties listed. This response demonstrates only a limited understanding of the task and receives a score point 1. Let's move on to practice set 24. The student has provided only 1 correct answer in Part A, but the rectangle drawn in Part B meets all the bullets listed. Therefore, this paper receives a score point 2. Our last practice set for this question is practice set 25. Both answers in Part A are incorrect. Although the square drawn in Part B is correct, the answers in Part A reflect the student has only a limited understanding of the mathematical concepts in this task. This response receives a score point 1. We have now reached the end of our practice set. If you are unclear about why a paper was assigned the score it was, discuss it with your team members and replay any portion of the audio file to hear the rationale again. If you still have questions, please consult the Frequently Asked Questions on the State Education Department's website or call the New York State Scoring Helpline for assistance. In addition, the Scoring Leader Book has annotations that clarify the assignment of the score points. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this audio file presentation.